Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's that boy, DJ Tetra. Is that who it is?
It is DJ Tetra.
And you already know, baby.
You got all the power.
I got a little bit of power.
Baby, it is that boy, that doctor.
Oh, is that doctor?
It is that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor. Boom.
All right.
We do. We have the contrasting styles, man. I'm like an indie person, and Tetra's all hip-hop gangstered out. You feel me?
Yeah, just a little bit, guys.
He comes in here with his power, with his Mr. Kanye, and I come in with the Black Keys, you know? They're both black.
But, yeah, what?
Exactly. Welcome. Today is February 16th, 2011, exactly 9:32 p.m. on our clock in the studio.
Oh, that it is. It is.
It is. It is 9:32. Thank you for joining us, guys. Thank you so much.
We have a great show.
We have a great show in store for you today. We have James Searle from the band Giant Gorilla Panda Dub Squad.
Say that five times fast.
Say that five times fast. I bet you can't.
I can't.
Try it. Record it. And send it to our email. And you got to figure out what our email is, too.
We're not telling you.
So have fun doing that. It's going to be a trip, I promise. But, yeah, we have a great show today. We're going to be giving away a Giant Panda CD, some stickers. Because you guys know how we do. Whenever we have a band on, you know, we have all this paraphernalia to give away.
We got to treat the fans some goodies.
We got to treat you guys, man. All, like, I don't even know how many listeners are in. Probably, like, 2,000 or something. I don't know. But Tetra, you just went to a concert this weekend, didn't you? What did you see, man?
I saw a couple bands there. You know, the main band being Bad Fish,
uh-huh.
The tribute band to Sublime.
How was that?
That was pretty great. I'm not gonna lie. It sounded exactly like Sublime.
Exactly.
That's probably
like
why they're the best tribute band. Pretty much.
Exactly. And I know you saw Fayuca too, which is they're gonna be on our show in a couple weeks. So
I actually got to greet him after the concert.
Isn't his name
like
Gabriel, I think.
I'm not really sure. I didn't get that far.
I think it was Jorge.
Like,
I don't know.
But you know, the concert was over. He was just chilling.
Yeah.
With his crazy hair. I just wanted to take a nap in it.
Exactly.
But, you know, so I shook his hand. I was like, hey, man, great show tonight. He squeezed a little too hard. I got to come down, man. You know, but it's cool. I don't want to injure his hand, so I didn't squeeze it, you know.
You didn't squeeze it too hard. Because, you know,
yeah,
your bench press like 800 pounds, so.
Yeah, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do anything. I didn't do any damage.
Yeah, that's his money-making hand, you know? That's what he plays.
Yeah.
I feel you. I want to say something really quick. You see how high my voice has got? Because this is something I want to say right now. Exactly. I took Tetra on a date this weekend. We went to the movie.
No homo.
We saw Just Go With It, the Adam Sandler movie. It was pretty,
it's a pretty funny movie.
It's pretty funny. You know, there's some good laughs. I got to say one thing, though. I have to say this. I told him when we were in the movie theater, like, we're going to talk about this on the show on Wednesday. Like, you know the stereotype of black people that are just, like, so loud in the movie theaters?
How they're just like, I mean, you know, you just
know
the typical stereotype.
I found my mama 6 feet under. This is not kidding. No joke. Like, they're so loud. Like, we were just sitting there. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, the movie started, and then, like, the credits are rolling. Like, the beginning credits are rolling. The beginning credits are rolling.
There's some funny parts. You know, it was cool to laugh at, but they were just, like, loud.
Like, super loud. And, like, there's a scene where this little kid threw, like, a slushie on his mom. And it was, like, a black kid throwing it on his black mom. And they were black, so I guess they could relate to it. And the lady was like, If that was my kid, girl, like, I would beat it, silly, and, like, she's saying,
and you hear her husband, get him, what? I'm like, come on, bro, I'm trying to enjoy this.
Like, he was saying all this stuff, I was like, dude, man, calm down. So when you guys in the movie theaters, zip your lip and throw the key away, you feel me?
And it was funny, because, like, we got to see him after the movie was over.
They had, like, walkers and canes, I was like,
yeah.
What?
And then, I mean, it was whatevs, guys. I enjoyed it.
It was whatevs, you know, but it was whatever. I can't even explain it. It was pretty tight, though. Not them, but the movie.
The movie's pretty cool.
I recommend you guys seeing Just Go With It, pretty funny movie, if you guys are into comedies. I want to say something. We're going to be on TV, Tetra.
We pretty much, I mean, it's in the making, guys.
It's in the making, but it's pretty much a done deal.
We're gonna try to be on the Michael Crawford Get Excited.
Michael Crawford Get Excited show. For all you people that have cable, which should be everybody.
Channel 13.
Exactly. Channel 13.
Basic cable, channel 7. 6:30.
Basic cable, channel 7.
I think it's at 6. 6.
6 o'clock on Sundays. You flip it there, you'll see my beautiful face, and you'll see Tetra's face.
Ooh.
Bada
boom, pretty much
bing.
Don't want to miss that.
You do not want to miss that when that happens. And we'll let you guys know when that happens. We're going to get an exclusive interview because our show's blowing up right now. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. We had Expendables on. We had
Pepper.
We had so many different bands on. It's just wild right now.
Yeah, it's pretty much getting overwhelming. I think we want to stop.
And that
we
band,
take a break.
That band that Tetra saw, Badfish, they're going to be on our show.
The Bad Fayuca too, right?
Yeah, Fayuca's going to be on. Badfish is going to be on. We have them booked. Who else do we have booked? We have Tomorrow's Bad Seeds are going to be on. Iration.
We still have Jake. Oh!
Oh, Jake Shimakura.
Oh, wait. Okay, let's not even mention it. Should we even mention it right now?
We're
going to
mention it. We're going to mention this. Me and Tetra were sitting down, right? Chilling, watching Just Go With It. Jake Shimakura was in that movie.
He's in the background. I'm like,
it doesn't even make sense. He doesn't say one word. He's just in the back playing the ukulele.
Yeah, me and Doctor were just watching the movie. And we both kind of start rising up.
Yeah.
I look at him. He looks at me. Like, is that Jake? Is that Jake?
I got up and I started screaming. I was like, is that Jake? And I looked at the black people behind me. I was like, Jake! I screamed in their face.
We started making it right at that business card.
I was like throwing our cards everywhere all over the thing, you know. But
I got somebody with the, you know, right in the eye because I'm
right
Gambit. You know, when I'm not Tetra, I'm Gambit. I just have to throw cards.
Exactly. And now they have eye patches, which is cool. We passed out our Dr. Bones and Tetra eye patches when they walked in. It all worked out pretty cool. So you guys should have been there for that because those are one of a kind. You'll never see those.
You actually won't.
You actually will not. But yeah, Michael Crawford show. That's going to be good. That's going to be
great. Yeah, that should be fun. That should be
AZ
fun.
AZ TV, channel you never watch. But this time, you are going to watch it, my friends, because we're going to be on it. I mean, think about it. We just started the show to 7 people, and how many do we have now? We're averaging like 2,000 a show, which is pretty cool, you know? And if you guys live like in 5 miles around downtown Phoenix, you can pick up the show on 1070 a.m. So pick that up. Pick it up. Just turn your dials to 1070 a.m. You will pick us up.
You will hear us right now. So just go drive real quick if you can make it in 20 minutes.
If you can make it in 20 minutes, 5 miles from downtown, you know, do your thing. You feel me?
But don't do it because I frown upon...
Exactly. And plus, we don't want to see you. So,
I was just going to say, driving.
I love our fans. All our fans are great. You guys send us, like, the most hilarious, like, emails on the planet. Like, I can't even explain. Like, we love it. Thank you, guys.
We're not even allowed to.
But tonight, we have James Searle on from Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad. I always get confused with the words. My bad.
Hey, Doctor, how do you say his last name one more time?
I think it's Searle. I'm pretty sure it's Searle.
Searle.
I don't want to say Cyril, because that sounds just dumb, you know? So I think it's Searle.
We
totally should ask him this before we started the show, but it's James Searle.
Searle. With the H.
Yeah. So we're going to do this interview. I'm going to play their song right now. And if you guys buy this, like, album, because they're currently on tour with Revolution and Iration and Orgonia, I think. And they're going to be here March 30th. That's why we brought them on the show, to promote it. March 30th, guys, at the Marquee. It's going to be great.
It's going to be nice.
We're going to be there. It's going to be a great show. Come chill with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch it. And if you go by the Winter, it's called the Winter Greens Tour with Revolution. Revolution's headlining it. And if you go by the, like, sample, or if you buy a ticket, I think, or a CD or something, one of the things, just go to the website, you purchase it, and you will get a sampler of all the bands that are on the tour. You'll get, like, a sample of all of them. It's pretty tight. And this is one of the songs from this Wintergreen Sample Tour CD. It's called Love You More. It's not even released yet.
It hasn't even been released yet, guys. This is exclusive stuff.
exclusive stuff you only get in Phoenix, Arizona. So put your pods up, baby.
Woo!
All right, so I'm going to play the song now.
Hey, let me go set this up, doctor.
Ketcher's going to do what he do. Bring him on. So here we go. Love You More by Giant Panda Gorilla Dub 1.
Baby, we have the Man of Steel, the King of the Boss.
The Man of Steel.
What's up, Jerome? What's up, Tetra?
How you doing?
How's
right
it
now?
Going?
No, I'm great, man. Big up you guys, man, for doing this original radio show, man. Getting out there—that's the way to do it.
Thanks,
you guys are
man,
killing it.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, man.
How you doing today, man?
I'm great, man. I'm chilling. I'm in Harlem. I'm all the way over in New York. It's like 11:30 right now.
Dang.
And just enjoying listening to your show and making some music and stuff.
Do you hear any gunshots going off now?
No, my neighbors are talking though. I can.
Pretty scary.
No, it's good. It's good. It's a good time. There's good culture, good people here, good music.
Good. good. I've been there a couple of times. It's really nice there. How are you liking the Wintergreen tour right now of Revolution?
You know what, man? We actually haven't started. We're getting on it on March 1st. Yeah, there's like the sampler that they're giving out with online tickets is all the bands, but they're having different bands open, you know, different legs of the tour.
Stoked for it?
Yeah, man, super stoked, man. We've been on Toys Revolution like 3 times. They're really good buddies, really good guys. And also Orgon, who's going to be on the tour sometime, is an amazing band. And the Green, we're really excited about. So,
Green.
It's going to be a blast, man. This is a really good tour that they're putting together.
The Green's a really good band from Hawaii, man. We had them on the show a couple months, or like last month, I think, or 2 months ago. They're a really, really great band.
Yeah, last month.
Yeah. And apparently really nice guys also. The thing about this, like, reggae community and definitely in North America, like in the USA, everybody's really, really genuinely very nice and very cool. Like all the bands that we run into, Iration, Pacifier, you know, all those guys.
Yeah.
Everybody's really cool. Fayuka, you guys mentioned Fayuka. Those guys are really nice guys.
Yeah. What I love is, like, everybody's connected. Like you go from, like, one band to the next. Like, Iration's connected to the Green. The Green's connected to somebody else. Like, tomorrow.
Yeah, everybody
kind of
knows each other.
Like, it's tight.
Yeah,
it's
weird,
cool.
Man. It's really a small kind of tight thing, but it's going well, and, you know, people are finding out about it, and, you know, it's good stuff.
It's really good. All right. So one of the first questions we want to ask is how did you guys originally get the band started?
How did we originally get the band started? Well, I've been playing music with the drummer and as well as the guitar player since I was, like, about 12 or 13 years old. I'm 28 now. It's been a pretty long road of a lot of reggae playing, a lot of, like, just getting deep into music. We, you know, kind of all grew up in a similar community, and the story gets even crazier from there. So we've just been doing it our whole lives.
That's cool. How did you guys get your name? I mean, that's a tongue twister, Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad.
I know, that's a super original question. No, we get asked that, obviously, every day.
I bet.
We were called the Bomb Squad for a while, and there's like 400 different bands with that name. And we wanted a name that was going to definitely differentiate from anybody else because we kind of think we do a pretty original thing. And so Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad, nobody's got that name. And it originally is a take of a name off of a book, another roadside attraction called Tom Robbins, by Tom Robbins, the author. It's a really trippy book. And the band in it called Giant Panda Gypsy Blues Band, and we kind of wanted to be like that, so.
That's cool. Okay, one of the
questions. Yeah, it takes up the whole name on a marquee. It takes up the whole name in the newspaper. Like,
I know.
People kind of say that it's too long, and we just say, like, really? Like, come on, you're better than that. You're smarter than that. Like,
yeah,
you can,
and
it stands
out, too.
It stands out.
You can do it?
Nobody has that name.
No, exactly. Nobody does, so.
Nobody. What if there was a band in India that had Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad as their name?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's funny, because we've even, like, you know, there's, like, after doing it, like, naming it the band and going around with it, there's a band called Giant Panda. There's a Yellow Wall Dub Squad. There's a Giant Panda Gypsy Blues Band. Like, there are really hilarious mix-ups that actually have happened. So
that's pretty crazy.
You know.
All right, this is
one
of the questions we ask everybody. You can say whatever you want. This is, like, open to suggestion. I mean, every week somebody tops it. I mean, Jeff Weirs from The Expendables is on here. He said something crazy. And last year, the guy from Pepper, Yassad was on here. He said something crazy. Okay, I'm gonna ask you now. What's one of the craziest things you've ever seen on tour? That's ever happened to you? You've ever seen?
Oh man, God! I mean, everything's really crazy, man. That's a tough question to bring up. I think the craziest thing I've ever seen on tour was, like, this woman that was, like, in D.C. down in downtown D.C. There was this, like, woman with no shoes on outside in the cold, and there were all these, like, rats around, and it seemed like she came out of this, like, abandoned shack, and there were locks on the fence, and she was just, like, speaking in tongues, and we, like, went up to the fence, and she was just, like, preaching this rhetoric about, like, the Pope and Satan and, like, all of this crazy stuff. I mean, she looked like a crackhead, but, like, she really had her information down, and it was, like, really detailed, like, big words. But, I mean, that's just one of the crazy things. It's been an extremely cosmic experience the whole time.
Yeah,
everything.
That's pretty scary. I would run away if I saw that.
Yeah, we tried to talk. We hung out for like a half an hour.
That's what's up.
One of the questions I was going to ask, when you guys write your music, like, what's the inspirations that you guys get for it?
Inspiration is just life, man, just like hanging out together and like other music. Just, I think we're trying to make music that makes us feel good and, you know, helps us move on in our life. And if it feels good to us, then it usually feels good to other people. So it's really just, I'd say, like, the biggest influence that we have is each other. So everybody, you know, kind of lays down an idea and, that just kind of it brings more ideas, and that's really how the writing process goes down. We travel. We have acoustic guitars out in the van all the time. We didn't have a CD player for a really long time, so we just jammed a lot. And so traveling and life experiences, and that's the influence for sure.
That's cool. Another question I had was, what is one of your favorite places to play at? Wherever you tour, what's your favorite place?
I love New York City, man. I love playing in New York City, you know. I really love playing everywhere. It's just like every different spot is kind of a unique sound, and there's a unique community. So we have a lot of fun up in Northern California, for sure.
That's cool. Have you ever played here before?
We've never played in Phoenix. We played in Flagstaff one time, and we're about to come to Tucson, and we're about to come to Tempe. So we're really excited about it. Yeah, we played the Orpheum.
Yeah, that's a great theater. I know the guy.
Yeah, it was great, man, and it's really nice up there.
Yeah.
My sister and my brother-in-law live in Phoenix, so I'm really excited. My parents are actually driving across the country right now to like make the show.
That is great.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're all on Panda Tour.
Me and Seth are going to be there March 30th. I think that's when you guys are coming here with Revolution and
Orpheum. Yes, it's not for a while.
Yeah, not for a while, but I mean, we're going to promote it as much as we can. So hopefully.
Yeah, please do, man. It'd be great to chill, man. If you guys come down and you know, just hang out.
That'll be tight.
So kind
of running low on time, but this is the last question we usually get everybody out on is, what inspirational words do you have for any other bands that's out there right now trying to like make it happen right now?
Be yourself and love it. That's it.
That's it?
Just be yourself and just love it. Love it. Only love it. It's all love.
That's short and sweet.
Yeah. That's how we like it here.
Yeah. There's not much else to it. If you're trying to be something else and if you don't love it, then, like, what are you doing? So.
Exactly. That's great. That's a great answer. Thank you.
Hey, man. Thanks for the questions, man.
Yeah,
good
no
stuff
fun,
to
man.
Think about.
Thanks for being on the show,
yeah,
man.
Thanks
I really
for being on the show.
It.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. Keep doing your thing, guys.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, peace and love.
James is a great guy.
Thank you for being on the show, James. Can't reply, but thank you. It's great. We need to have, like, you know, I was thinking right now, we've had all these bands that come on and talk to us. We need to have a name for the, like, our interview segment, like, Welcome to the Ozone or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. We'll come up with it for you guys. Don't even trip. Don't worry.
We'll think of something. Or... you guys can message us.
Do it. Leave your email, your phone number, so I can text you later tonight. No, like leave whatever you want, and then like give us an idea for like what we should call it, the jungle or something. The danger zone. I don't know, something like that.
The career ender.
Something like that. I don't know. The career ender. That's horrible. All right, we're gonna do this. We're gonna give. Where's it at? Petra, give me that CD.
All right.
Gracias. All right, we're going to give away this Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad CD. It's an all-live CD from different places, like, around the U.S. Hold on.
It looks pretty great.
Yeah, I've heard it. Me and Tetra were listening to it. I mean, there's, just, like, all these different places they play it on the CD. Hold on, let me check it out. They play at Mishawaka Amphitheater in Colorado. The Fillmore, I've been there before in San Francisco, great theater. Fox Theater, been there before, great theater. Dr. Bones has been around, guys. Just want to let you know that.
Dr. Bones is actually 35 years old, guys. You guys don't know this, but he's been around.
I listen to the most music on the entire planet, trust me, guys. I'm like I have my master's in music. I'm not even in college yet, so what's up?
He's a prodigy.
Exactly. All right, so this is what we're going to do. Code word time. You guys know how this goes. You go to our site, the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .webs.com.
.webs.com.
Spider-Man.webs.com.
I think I got the code word.
You got the code word? All right, hold on a second. You guys go to contact us, and you type in the code word. That's all you got to do, man, to get the CD.
You got to leave your last name, and your phone number so we can get back to you.
Exactly. That's all you got to do, man. You get the CD. You heard how cool James sounded? You want a CD signed by him? Please.
I mean, I would.
I would.
You know, but it's not open to relatives, I guess.
Exactly. So this is what we're going to do. Tetra, you give them the code word, and you guys do your thing.
All right, guys. This is a phrase, a little phrase that we said earlier on the show. Ready?
All right, here we go. This is ready. Hold on. Let me open my little thing so I can see who replied first. King of the base.
In reference to our boy Jay.
I'm going to scream King of the Bass when he's playing on March 30th.
Kick on the back.
All right, it's over.
Oh, you guys are so fast. I can't even type my, like,
how do you guys do that? So they probably must, like, have it already, like, all set up and then they type it in. Anyway, Alexander Kosio, you've won. You've won, my man.
Kosio?
Kosio. Alexander Kosio.
Is that from, like, Rome?
I don't know. I don't even know where he's from. Hold on. He's from Colorado. Booyah. There you go.
Nice.
Not even from Arizona. Colorado.
Alexander.
Alexander Kosio. This CD's yours, my friend. I'm gonna
You're a lucky
right
man.
Now. Just kissed it. You heard how cool James was. Here you go. It's your CD. I just threw it across the room. I'm sorry.
I'll go get
it's
it.
It's probably broken now. So I'm sorry. I didn't throw it. Don't even trip. That's going to be your CD. Boom. That's done. Guys,
yeah, that's good stuff right there.
That's great stuff. We have an excellent show tomorrow and next week. We're doing this cool thing. We want to help out people. Even though we're kids, we're going to help out people. We're going to help out, like, aspiring artists. You know when you go on YouTube and, like, you see these covers of bands and stuff, and you're like, you see a song you like, and the person who's singing it's pretty chill, and they're like, man, that's pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do. We have, like, a lineup so far. We have, like, 4 people, even one from the U.K. We're going to be calling a guy from the U.K., and he's going to be on here playing some Mumford & Sons. I love me some Mumford & Sons. This guy's going to be playing The Cave by Mumford & Sons. He'll be playing that.
It's a new song, isn't it?
Well, their CD came out, like, last year, but, like, people are barely starting to notice it because they're barely starting to play on the radio, you know, but it's whatever. But, yeah, he's going to be on, and these 3 girls are coming on. This one girl's singing Speechless Like an Angel by Lady Gaga.
I wanted to cry. I'm not going to lie, guys. I did cry.
He did cry. Like, tears came out. But this girl is off the charts. Another girl, her name is Erin Rocha. I even know her name. See that? That's what's up. Erin Rocha is going to be on, and she's going to be singing Smile by Lily Allen, I think. That touched me. That was a great, great song. What else? Who else is going to be on? And the guy singing The Cave, yeah. So we got those people who are going to be on. That's going to be great. They're going to come on. We're going to talk to them, and they'll sing a song for us, you know?
Yeah, go to our website, drbuzzandtetrashow.webs.com, and you look at the YouTube showcase.
Yeah, and you'll see them on there, and then you can just, like, drop a line and say what you think about them, you know?
Oh, yeah, check out what we're talking about. We have links to their
video. YouTube and whatnot. It's going to be great. And funny story, the girl's going to be on tomorrow, Hannah Mulholland. I think that's her name.
Hmm.
She is on American Idol right now. What's up?
Like right now. J-Lo.
Turn your TV on right now. No, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously.
No.
I was watching it tonight. I didn't see her, so maybe she's not. No, I'm just kidding. But she is on. No joke. She's on. Because I was talking to her, and she said that she's on already. So, yeah, you guys should totally check that out. I hope, vote for her, and hope she makes it far so we can bring her back on when she wins. You feel me?
Dude, that would be good stuff. We're pretty much supporting her.
Exactly. We're supporting her right now. We're going to have a little Hannah Mulholland,
day?
Fan club or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is it Glee?
Obviously, day.
I don't know. But, yeah, this has been a good show, guys. And we needed to say something. We've been talking to our producer, Jim, and the people that own this building and the radio station at 1070. We're going to try to go into an hour show. Because 30 minutes just ain't cutting it no more, you feel me?
It goes by super fast, guys.
It goes by too fast now. We've been doing this since October. When we first started in October, we were like, I don't even think we can fill 30 minutes, you know? Now, we're like, I don't think we can fill, or I don't think, like, an hour.
Yeah, we don't even have enough time to do it.
Like, I would have kept James on for, like, 50 hours, you feel me? Like, I could just,
I would have spent the whole week with that guy.
Exactly. That guy sounds so chill, and I hope we can chill out with him at the show, you know?
Yeah, that'd be cool, dude.
Super cool. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. I hope you guys really enjoyed this show today because we really enjoyed it. We're going to start having our shows. Don't even trip.
I don't know, baby. That's what we
do. Jim White. He's getting it done. Big props to Jim White.
I just want to give a shout-out to Jim White.
This guy is amazing.
I don't know where I would be without him or Dr. Bones.
Jim White is an amazing, amazing guy. Like, this guy is a graduate from Oregon State University, and, like, we just talked to him, and, like, somehow we connect, and then he started being the producer on the show, and, like, I mean, this dude is legit.
He's pretty much the next Bill Gates, guys.
Exactly. This guy's, like, so smart, and he gets all these bands. Much props to Jim White, but we have, like, 30 seconds left before. I don't know who's coming on next. I think it's a different radio, like a DJ is coming on after us. I never know who's after us, but whatever.
Yeah, I've never really listened to it.
I never listened to it. I turned everything off after we're done.
I'm going to sleep that when you get the show.
This is Dr. Bones.
And you already know, baby, it's your boy Tetra.
I'm going to give you a little clip of Love You More by Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad one more time. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Tune in tomorrow to hear Hannah Holland. Thank you very much.